Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Dustin Denton, the new Vice President for the State of Kansas FFA chapter. The past state officers were a factor for him to run for state officer.
You know, I think there's a lot of things that kind of inspired me, but I think honestly it was probably my interaction with past state officers. That and then on top of just the fact that FFA has given me so much over the years, and like life skills and public speaking skills and stuff like that. And I just really felt like this was my opportunity to serve Kansas FFA and give back for some of those experiences it gave me.
Him and the other officers do have some goals this year, but his personal goal is to be a role model for the new FFA members.
You know, as a team, I think we have a lot of goals, and personally, I have a lot of goals as well, but the biggest thing, I think, is just continuing to serve Kansas FFA, and, you know, it's all about the membership and making sure they feel included, so being inclusive, and just offering opportunities to younger members as well. But something else I'll also comment on is being a role model, because growing up in FFA, the organization has given me so many role models throughout the year that have pushed me personally to be, you know, do what I've accomplished today. So I hope I can be that role model for a younger member that's also starting to fall in love like FFA, like I was 3-4 years ago now.
There's a couple people that influenced Dustin.
You know, there's a couple of people I could say, but I guess I'll start with my FFA advisor at Valley Heights, Miss Carrie Husband. You know, she didn't start until 2 years ago at Valley Heights, but she's also, even though it's been a short period of time, she's really pushed me to be my best and, you know, try new things and be a high achiever. But with that being said, you know, I don't think it'd be right to not say my mom, too, because she was a state officer as well, and she always pushed me, and, you know, she probably put that seed in my head originally of running for state office and, you know, pushing me to be the best.
Dustin is also the Kansas State FFA star.
You know, that kind of plays more into my record book. The state star application process consisted of turning in my record book and then an interview. You know, I don't think it was quite 50-50, but, you know, there was a rubric for both, and they both went into that process. So, you know, I talked a little bit about that. My operation here in Blue Rapids, Kansas, raising a cow-calf operation and raising show females and show stock. So, you know, I just kind of, this was my opportunity to kind of put that on display and then go through an interview and just kind of describe what my operation is all about and what it means to me.
FFA has played some factors into Dustin's career goals.
Through the FFA and kind of the ag education model, you know, you get some experiential learning. And basically that just means, you know, you get to go out and learn in the real world. And part of that was my record book, which was beef entrepreneurship. So in my beef project, I've gotten to, you know, raise a cow-calf operation and raise some show females and steers and sell them across the state of Kansas and whatnot. But how that's really played a factor in my career goals is that it kind of introduced me to some of those reproductive technologies like embryo transfer and in vitro fertilization and some of that cool technology. And then I've also just always loved cattle. So, you know, it's kind of pushed me into or guided me into the veterinary trade. I want to go to K-State, get a degree in animal sciences and industry, and then go to vet school there at K-State as well. And that's kind of my career goals.
Some advice that Dustin would give to new FFA members would be trying everything that first year.
That first year, when you just join FFA, you know, my advice would be to try as many things as possible. You know, I got a lot of great opportunities to try some random things I would have never thought, like land judging and poultry judging, and just some stuff like that. So although it may not be something that you think you'd be super good at or something that really aligns with what you know, I would always suggest just trying those things at least your freshman year. And then, you know, if you're not any good at it or you really didn't like it, then you can, you know, drop them later. But that freshman year, I felt like was the time to try as many things as possible and figure out what you really love.
I would like to thank Dustin Denton for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.